from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
10:02 in the nation's capital, 58 minutes away from the one and only Pete Medhurst, taking you all the way through it. Man, how lucky are we? Curly W's in the win column. Love that. Got kind of feisty for the O's, and I don't mean just on the diamond. Asia Wilson, if you're not watching the W and checking out Asia Wilson, then you don't love sports. If you're looking for just a beast, I'm telling you what, as good as it gets, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, this is not manufactured. We're not making this up. This ain't like Bronny in Summer League, which is ridiculous. And not his fault. But my goodness, media, stop it. It's unbelievable. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, they're doing this thing, man. And we don't recognize how little time they had transition from college to the W. Very little camp, very little practice. They're having to get this thing done on the road. And you're seeing now the maturation of it. I'm telling you, if Caitlin Clark was on a team that could actually catch the passes she's throwing, you can't even imagine the numbers she put up from an assist standpoint. Not only does she hit the bomb, but boy, she's sticking it on you. And Angel, this is no joke, man, but the league alone is elevating right before our eyes. Great product. Dr. Sabah, been patient. Thank you. Welcome, doctor. Thanks for saving lives.
Hey there, Doc. What's going on, buddy? It's always good to hear your voice on a Saturday morning.
Hey, man, I got a lot to talk about. Just putting a spotlight on the greatness we're watching with soccer, Wimbledon. We've got some sports now that aren't just Rock'em Sock'em. That's coming up next week. But mm-hmm. that deserve our eyeballs because of their just excellence. And I'm glad that we're paying attention to it.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you, we were at dinner last night, and we're like, the fever game is on. So we're all watching it on our phones at the restaurant. We didn't want to miss any. And Caitlin handed us an amazing, again, record-setting first quarter with 7 assists and a quarter. Ended up with 13, tied the record again. And her passing is really better than her shooting. She's actually not shooting that well. If she could just increase her arc a little bit on her deep ones, I think – they would all go in, but of course that's nitpicking. And it's just exciting. And the Angel Reese thing, I mean, I appreciate her hustle, but the last 2 games I've soured on her, man, because up 7 seconds ago, you ahead, 7 seconds ago, up 7, and you looking to score to get a double-double instead of just, you know, dribbling the ball out. And then the next game, Cardoza is 80% from the field. First 3 quarters, they're within 2. She's pretty much dominating the inside, and then they, you know, take her out so Angel Reese can get stats, and they end up losing by, I don't know, close to 20 or whatever. That, to me, you know, that's it's just manufactured. It disrespects the game of basketball. But and people say they're like Bird and Magic. I don't think neither one of them is Bird or Magic. It's more like Michael Jordan and Rodman, or Michael Jordan and Barkley. Because I think Clark is Michael Jordan, and Reese is, you know, Barkley or Rodman. I don't think either one of them are Magic or Bird. But
well, if she gets
that's
to
what
Barkley,
we've been paying attention
she,
to.
She's a gold medalist if she gets to Barkley. I can tell you that.
If she gets to go there, I mean, but right now she's more Rodman. But I just don't like the fact that they're sacrificing her teammates and wins for her, the kind of fake double-doubles now. And then I want to mention the I did, after the fact, go back and check out some of the G League stuff. And I was interested in this Shepherd guy. He seems like the real deal. And did he not start at Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken? Because he looks much better than Bronny. I was curious about your thoughts
there. Wait a minute, you're talking
there.
About the third, the pick from the Kentucky, the three-point shooter?
I didn't really
he's
keep up with Kentucky this much.
He's a
killer. Is his name Shepherd? Shepherd, right?
Oh, he's a
killer.
Well,
I heard he didn't start at Kentucky. He was not a starter.
Oh, no.
That's what they said. I'm on the Twitter, but I could be wrong.
The third pick in the draft? Oh, no, he's a killer.
Okay, when I look at that tweet or whatever, I'll send it to you. I didn't research it.
Check your source.
I didn't research it, you know.
Check your source.
But that guy looks like the real deal, and I like that guy that the Wizards got.
Oh, no, he's nice.
He looks pretty good.
Stars.
So anyway, I'm interested in all those things. I can't tell you I'm interested in soccer. I'm sorry, I can't do that. And I'm not interested in the tennis. I mean, you know, gone are the days of, Navratilova and Connors and McEnroe and Agassi and all those guys.
Give it your eyeball. These days might be as good. I'm not going to say better, but it's worth
the Serena Williamses. I don't know. I miss those days.
Well,
I don't know,
days,
Doc, but I'll
they
tell
will
you
fill
this
the
WNBA thing. This WNBA is really getting me going. I'm telling you, I'm into it. I'm into it big time. And I don't know. We'll see where it shakes out. But anything to get us to the NFL, that's what I'm waiting for, buddy.
All right, Doctor. I'm rolling.
Thank you. We're going
to Bonesy.
Love you.
K9 account. Appreciate you. Bonesy.
Doc. Hey, good morning, Doc. Shout out to my man, Max. Shout out to Dr. Sabah. Hey, man, shout out to my man G from the shop, man. You got to wake up and call in.
No, he's, hey, man, don't wake that brother up, man. You know how you go to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, Doc, he got to call in and give his analysis on this game, on this Summer League basketball game last night, Doc.
Man, back off that brother, man. You know what he do at night? Give him a break.
Hey, look. Hey, Doc, I'm telling you, man, check this. Hey, Doc, I done watched basketball for 64 years, played basketball, coached basketball, and lied back. I'm telling you, Doc, this boy Bud Currington is a natural-born point guard basketball-playing guy, man.
Yeah.
This guy has the skills, and he's just getting started, Doc. I'm telling you, man, I've seen this before. This guy is an all-around basketball player. You understand? Sarge is going to be an animal. Man, all we need, man, is the coaches, man, to know how to coach these guys up, man, and put them in the right – I mean, they don't have to be put in the right situation because they already know how to play the game, Doc. We ain't got to teach these two guys. They already know how to play the game. And then you got the guy George, man. You know, George – we got a lot of talent right now, and they come talking about some 4 or 5 years away? Nah, I can't see that, man. I can't see the Wizards being 4 or 5 years away, man. Man, this team, man, got some talent on the bench right now, and they bringing in good players, man, that can support and help, you understand, and bring the young guys along. I'm telling you, Bud Currington, hey, look, they can't let Jordan Poole be hogging that ball, man. We finally got a point guard since Rod Strickland, man. Bud Currington is that point guard. I hope they do not drop the ball on this, man. I'm telling you. And look, WNBA, Doc, one thing.
Yep.
Asia Wilson ain't nothing but a beast.
No question.
Ain't nothing
Thank
but
you, man.
A beast.
Appreciate you.
She's the truth. All right, Doc.
Love the passion, man. Love that. I'll tell you what, Max. They're feeling it. And 4 years, I don't like the sound of that, even if they thought that's the truth.
It's a long time.
You have to be that honest?
It's a long time, man.
4 years?
4 years is a long time.
I mean, I just think it's poor marketing.
Yeah, no, that's completely
agree. Unless you're putting out a big discount package. hey, because we are saying we're 4 years away, here's a massive discount. Here's what we're giving you. They're not doing that.
We're an entire presidency away from being good. Now, come to the games, guys.
Yeah. I just think it's just, I don't agree with your marketing strategy. But, hey, you're not paying me for my thoughts on this. But what I'm saying to you is that's not what my eyeballs tell me. And why would you take a telling team they're not in it? Let them prove what the course you're taking. But then again, we're trying to get, and look, I understand some of these monsters that are coming out next year. I get all that. There's just something about it that I'm not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with the idea of before we start, we're starting the season tanking? We're starting the season? How do you do that? That's a job I'm not interested in. Mitchell, what's going on?
How you doing? Good show.
Good morning. Hello, Mitch.
Hey, first of all, the doctor you called ago, I'm going to have to get a name. She knows her stuff. I wonder if she makes house calls, but, you know, those days are bygone. Doctors don't make house calls.
I don't think she's Dr. What was it? MD. It was Dr. Marcus.
Okay. I thought she was. She sounds like a doctor. I know the doctors
she is
don't
a
work
doctor.
Weekends.
She's, no, she's legit.
They do overtime,
she
right?
don't make house calls.
They don't work weekends. They don't work overtime. This kid, hey, one, and WNBA before I get to NBA, I can't wait. Well, the years are flying. Juju Smith and
she's a killer.
Gabriel, she plays for UCLA. Those two
killer.
Are going to be good. They're going to take
killer.
They're gonna take that WNBA by storm. You watch.
Yep.
I think now all of a sudden Bronny has changed his tune. He's singing a different song. He's willing to do anything, willing to improve his game. He's got a very good attitude, and he knows he's very lucky. But 3-14, 0-8. And as the other fellow they drafted, I wish that the Wizards had drafted him. Dalton Connect, great name.
Oh, yeah, he's
number
nice.
Four. Connect for four.
Yeah.
We could.
You don't accidentally become the SEC Player of the Year.
Also, Connect Four, I was a big fan of that, Mitch.
Yeah, Connect Four. Oh. Yeah, he's not, you don't, because your parents are nice people, they don't give that award away. You earn that.
Yeah, but I think he's gonna be good. Ronnie, it's gonna take some time. I'm just there, like just one down. He should have. I know the cardiac arrest set things back quite a bit, but him and Kali were so raving, and USC just went a year ago. They were. I'm talking about the University of South California at the Gamecocks. But him and Kali were gonna, you know, bring that program to some type of promise on the basketball side, and the coach leaves for SMU. I know. I think Brian should stay another year or two. I think LeBron could play to his 50 if he wanted to.
Well, that ship has sailed, and I got 7.5 million reasons why he did the right thing.
Okay.
If you know you can get $7.5 million guaranteed, goodbye college. I can go back to school at night. I'm getting the bag.
He came from a. He doesn't need money. I mean, LeBron, you can't take it with you, right, Doc?
Yeah, but like my mom said, you're clouding the you go. Your education is to be able to build a platform so you can build an economic base. $7.5 million, guaranteed. He did well on that, and I think he will have the ability to actually earn it. But it's just not right this second. He just got to deal with it, man. I don't feel sorry for him at all. He's built for this. He can handle it. I'm just disappointed that the media, it's just ridiculous. Every time they had a rejoin, they would, we're not asking you guys for this. And they just keep bombarding you. Every camera on this kid, he's missing dunks. He's getting, I mean, come on. Stop it.
I know. I mean, it's just jealousy with his dad. His dad's one of the best players ever. I think second to Wilt.
Yeah. And but it's not nothing new. This happened. This is not anything new. This is standard operating procedure in this country. No big thing. The kid, you know what? And I don't feel sorry for him at all. There's somebody that's got just as much talent, if not more talent, than Bronny, and they won't even get a shot at it. But that's the way it goes. But Bronny, I don't think, is milking this. Give him credit. Goes out and grinds. And I just hope he does not sustain an injury to set him back.
Nope. I hope,
what he needs
I hope
is
maybe
reps.
Him and his brother Bryson could be playing together. And my mom always
Bryson.
Said, you got your whole life to work.
Wait till you see that dude. That dude is a dog. Mitchell, have a great day, man.
Zach, have a nice
weekend. I'm sure we'll hear from you later on. You're awful quiet, Max. You good?
I'm great. I'm cruising,
I tell
man.
You what, man? Bronny.
It's.
I don't feel sorry for him.
I don't either, but like he also is. I'm certain he's used to this. Like he's been playing AAU. He's been playing basketball since he was five. Like people
That's
have
right.
been glued to him. Since he touched a court because of who his dad is. I'm certain he is, while not used to the magnitude and the amount of eyeballs on him, he's used to having eyeballs on him.
Yeah. He's going to be okay. Just hope he doesn't get a setback. But I'll tell you, there's some good young talent. Good young talent on the floor. Give the NBA credit, man. Nice marketing job. Moving the summer league around, going up, following it, Utah, moving it around a little bit. That was quite creative and getting the job done. I see the canines are up, and it's a beautiful thing to have that going. Vegas in the summer league. Vegas for any time in the league, for any sport, but it's really been enhanced by it, and the crowds are awesome and a lot of movement. Yeah, it's... It's pretty good. Did you check the ESPYs or not?
No. I was watching something that a lot of people were very annoyed that was interrupting the ESPYs, but I did not watch the ESPYs.
What was that?
It was a political press conference that we don't have to talk about.
Oh, okay. All right. Man, we do it all. We don't skirt issues, dude. We just deal if it's life related. We deal with it. But, again, shout out to the Nationals. I can't keep saying that enough. Man, it was miserable losing the way we had been losing.
Yeah, five in a row is tough, man. In any sport, but baseball, it's such a momentum, like, based game, I feel like. With confidence and all that. So dropping five in a row, is it hurts, but we're back on the right side of history, so we're cruising on.
You know the thing that I thought was interesting is that once the claw decided he couldn't go, and they bring White on from the seas, and then Brown felt insulted by it,
and he should.
And then no, maybe he should. That's still his teammate.
No, I completely agree, but like you just came off Finals MVP. You know Nike is probably blackballing you from this team. I'd feel some type of way about it if I was Jaylen Brown. I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, that's cool. But then the kid that gets caught in the middle of it, Tatum. Tatum can't win. He cannot win.
No, he never.
And I'm like, dude, you went to Duke. How about a little forward thinking? You acted as if you didn't anticipate anybody coming up to you with the question. Really? I mean, he acted as if he was caught completely off guard.
And like James Keating about it too. Like it's not some quiet background issue. We know Jaylen is thinking about this and is annoyed about it. The fact that Jason didn't, I don't know. It's
and I looked at it and I go, well, Kawhi, and they could have been really the same guy.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking any away from White's. White is a beast.
No, they're both incredible players. But Jaylen Brown's game is much closer to Kawhi's than Derek White's.
Yeah, for what they were looking for, and that's on Grant Hill. When you're coming off an MVP, I can understand Brown, man, on top of his game as a champion, winning the award and thinking, but now that's your team. I don't know, man. It's really and then the shoe company. Yeah, of course, they've got some pull. That much pull?
I have another theory. It's the Nike. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
I have another theory as to why, but we can get to that on the other side of this break.
All right, do that. Love that tease. That is Max, D-O-C. 1-800-636-1067 is our number. As we turn the curve here, getting on the back nine, Pete Medhurst. Can you believe it? 11 o'clock. Oh, boy. Get your popcorn ready. Back in a moment.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As for USA basketball, making those decisions, not easy. Can't go wrong. I'm not mad at Brown at all. I just think it gets dicey. I'm just a little disappointed in how this has turned out to be it's an issue, and it's not going away.
It's not. And so I have another theory as to why. So Grant Hill was born in Dallas, who just lost to the Boston Celtics in the NBA title, in the NBA Finals. Grant Hill was raised in Washington, D.C., a town that historically has beef with the Boston Celtics. Do you think this could be an attempt to break up the Boston Celtics young core and sow discourse through the roster?
By Grant?
Grant, Nike, the powers that be, LeBron James. Who knows? I'm just throwing the theory out there.
Everything's on the table.
I'm just asking questions, Doc. That's all I'm doing.
I know, and I like it. I like the way you're thinking. Because the shoe company thing with basketball, I mean, that's their baby. I mean, if you're making horseshoes, you got a real interest in the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness. You know, this is their thing. And so that war is possibly politicized. So I'm not going to say yay or nay. I think you have merit to this. What got me was Brown's deer in the headlights move.
It Tatum being caught off guard by everything?
How could you get caught off guard?
Yeah, it's...
how do you not call him the moment it comes out? We're boys. You telling me they didn't talk? As soon as you hear it, hey, man, this is our dog, this is our teammate. But those two guys are close. I just think, you know, and Jason got the monkey off his back. He's a hell of a player. But, dude, you went to Duke. Act like it. I mean, come on. I don't get it.
It's, yeah, I don't think the league would be very happy if the Boston Celtics were good with two very young stars for the next 10 to 15 years, just because I think everyone is so tired of Boston sports being good in general, or at least Boston sports fans having things to brag about. So I feel like this might be an attempt.
You don't think the world is better when the Leprechaun's on top?
No. Well, the world of the Northeast, sure, but the rest of it? No. I think that goodwill could be spent elsewhere, and it would do much more good, I think. They had their fill. They're fine.
You may speak for the masses, because I always prefer dominance. I want to see somebody do something that hasn't been done in 50 years.
Listen, watching the 2016 Warriors play and 2017 Warriors play basketball was some of the most fun I've ever had watching the sport.
Thank you. See, that's the thing. I mean, the win streaks, because it is so hard to maintain excellence. When the Miami Dolphins were undefeated, did you think it would be this long before that was equaled?
That's the thing. They keep adding games, too, so it's becoming even harder.
Yeah.
But, like, I thought Brady was going to do it that year when I was 7. I really did. But shout out the Giants for making sure that didn't
happen. But isn't that what makes that Giants, even if you can't stand them, you can't hate them?
No, and that's true. That is a good point, because the Giants are much lower on my totem of hatred than, say, the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. What they did, why else would we watch? Why get involved if you can't going in and define odds? Super teams. How hard is it? Imagine in the culture, if, you know, John Wooden, UCLA's 88-game streak in college basketball. Like, UConn, what UConn has done, I don't think we're giving them their props.
I think that's completely true. I think that's true and fair. I think the past couple years where Dawn Staley and her teams have taken the forefront, they've kind of fallen onto the back burner, and I think a lot of people have forgotten.
They're not even the number one topic.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have forgotten about the historic program of UConn women's basketball.
Yeah, and that's some of the social media deal that we can get distracted. We can go off something that can be pulled away, whether it's somebody painted their nails, whatever.
Making
TikToks.
And
that runs off, and that gets the clicks, and the fact that you've got somebody striving for pure excellence falls to the wayside. I don't know if we'll see these streaks. I hope so. Like Paul Skeets, like what this brother's doing on the bump right now, on the mound, pitching, I am salivating over this, watching this dude. But now I understand, because, and seeing Koufax, and then going through Fernando mania, way too young for you to in your distant rearview mirror. But when's the last time we've been consumed by a pitcher? Now, Matt Hurst will eat this alive at 11 o'clock. But you know, when this country gets really behind a pitcher, it's amazing. I remember Tom Seaver, when Seaver was killing it, throwing aspers. When we get a guy that's that unique, then you really see how many kids like yours truly were brought up on baseball, how it was numero uno. It's just hard getting that. You know, it's just like horse racing. You don't get a Secretariat every year, every decade. But if you're not waiting on that, what are you doing? Well, you're making money. I get it. I know what you're doing. That was ignorant. I know what you're doing. There's so many ways to keep you interested. That is what's going on. All right, break time. I feel you. We'll go to break. My bad. We'll be back. Taking you all the way up to Medhurst at 11. Get yourself ready. 1-800-636-1067. We're in the fourth quarter of today's abbreviated program. So I go out to pay my respects. and celebrate the life of Coach Butch McAdams. Appreciate all of you. Your input is invaluable. Dr. Holder, once again, 5-star performance. And I really am interested in flag football in the Olympics. I am dying to see the reaction of this, and especially on the women's side, because I know our DC Divas will be definitely watching. And hopefully we can snag a few offspring of this batch. But I don't know. Are you interested, intrigued by the idea of flag football?
So as a kid, I was not. And since I've started to get older and learn a little bit more about it and the things that it teaches you, like, these are things that, like, you should probably understand and learn before you put pads on, because once you put pads on, it becomes a whole heck of a lot harder to, you know, run, catch, throw with big 20-pound things on your shoulders that are restricting movement. But it also helps with, like, agility and stuff like that. So I'm actually kind of starting to become a big proponent of it, especially if you don't want, you know, your little kid knocking his brains around when he's 7 years old, like I did, which is probably a bad thing.
I agree.
So I'm starting to come around on it. Yeah, starting to be a big fan.
Yeah, I don't think I could do without collisions before you're really in high school. If I had my way for it, I know being a larger 9-year-old being forced to play against 14-year-olds was torture.
Yeah, when I was doing little league football, we broke it down by weight class, which was really weird. But I see it for safety reasons, but also, like, that's not how you build a football team or a football roster.
Yeah, but the big kids get thrown under the bus.
They do.
Because you're thrown in against people 4 or 5 years older than you.
Yeah. So you're...
Yeah. No, that was completely brain dead.
Yeah.
We got about 4 more minutes to go. Let's see if we can squeeze JYD in before we get out of here. JYD, you there? Okay, let's go to Paul.
Hey, what's up, Rick? How you doing, man?
Hey, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man. I have to agree with the young man. As a Lakers fan, and you know you and I are Lakers fan, my pop, Eddie Jordan, played with the Lakers, so I'm a diehard Lakers fan. We have to respect what Boston has, how Brad Stevens built that team, man. I mean, when everybody told him to get rid of those two, Tatum and Brown, he stuck firm. He went out there and swung at the fences for Holiday and Porzingis and White when it was time. And so I think Bird and Magic set that tone when we beat them in 87, and Bird said Magic was the best. He just got to respect what he brings to the table. I say the same thing about Boston, because if Kobe had Anthony Davis, how many rings you think we'd have by now?
Oh, my God. You have to have a brace to hold your arms up.
There you go, because look what he did with Pau Gasol. And Anthony Davis is about the same type of player as Pau Gasol, and LeBron has not utilized that talent as the GM, coach/player that he is. He keep telling us to break teams up after we win championships. When we won the championship in 2020, he kept that team together, man.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So,
hey, man, shout out to the fam.
Thank you, brother. And I'm sending my condolences to you and Coach, man. I apologize. I mean, you know,
Appreciate my
condolences to you. My love to you guys. All
Appreciate
right. Love
that.
You, dog. Be good, man.
Man, love you back. Yeah, man. Right. Coach McAdams, I will definitely do that. And it'll be an honor thus to represent what he meant to the DMV. His presence will be felt forever because he touched so many people. And that's a beautiful way to remember someone who gives more than they receive, who was so excited just to come out and share and talk ball. And that's the one thing I remember most about Coach Thompson, how excited he was talking about a pickup basketball game, being able to watch young people grow. Let's cherish those memories and those thoughts. To break we go, we'll come back. Put a bow on it, and we'll get you set up for the powerhouse that is Pete Metters. Oh, we've had great participation today from the DMV. And that's a beautiful thing. Mark in Landover Hills, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, shout out to Mr. Rick Walker and Max and Little and JYD, Rick. And, hey, I told Max this, buddy. And the thing we need to remember about Mr. Butch is this, my friend, is that no matter what he did or where he was or who he was dealing with, he always dealt with people with common decency and civility. And that's what we need to remember about Mr. Butch. And, hey, Rick, thanks for paying tribute to him and bringing him to the airways for us, buddy. And thanks a lot, man.
You got it, Mark.
Very Take care, well Rick. Said.
We're lucky whenever we are graced by anybody that influences your life. You don't have to agree with them. They don't have to agree with you. But if it's positive influence, and it's like people that you get a chance to work with, man. And I say it all the time. It's not just sports. It's beyond sports. It's about understanding people that may not look like you, sound like you, been from the same area you're from, and understanding what it means to have a value system that you share. And then you decide you have a mutual goal. That's the beauty about team. What do you hear all the old timers say? They just miss that adrenaline. That idea of being united with a group, going out to try to accomplish something. You can get that in your company. You can get that at your job. How do you think doctors feel? They go in and they're trying to save a life. This is equivalent to them. That's their match. And their losses are not just on the scoreboard. It's the loss of a life. And they have to compartmentalize that, bounce back, and go try to save the next one. And just go through that. Now, from a value system, you would think they'd be paid like athletes, wouldn't you? They'd be valued like athletes, wouldn't you? We haven't even talked about swimming in that. Another thing, in the gymnastics, I don't miss that. Love it. There's so many different, and track and field. Oh my goodness. It's going to be crazy, man. We love that. That's when we're in good spirit. Like the soccer crowds and their enthusiasm. It's really the only time I see us as a country unite. One of the few times that I see us all in the rope, in the boat, rowing together when them chants come out. USA, USA, USA. And there's nothing fake about that. It's not about making a profit. It's about getting gold and going after it. That's what makes it special. And we only do it every 4 years. Then we roll back into being as selfish as you can absolutely be. And it's me, me, me type mindset. And don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about, because you do. And then we roll back into that. Okay. You know, suit yourself. But that's why we hide into these games and get into it. And now this young, we got some good young talent. That's why Paul Skeens, man, hey, man, wow. Hallelujah. We got another one. A youngster, somebody to keep us hope, keep us motivated, keep us going. And next week this time, the pigskin will intoxicate us again. And let's not forget that there are other things going on. Shout out to the Rooster. Because I know somewhere he's watching it, watching some puck just to keep himself sharp. Max, if I had my druthers, you'd be given at least a 2% raise. Great effort.
I appreciate that. 2%? Yeah. Wow.
2%. Yeah, 2%.
I like that.
Don't push me.
No. I would never go as high as 3. Never.
Yeah, don't push me. Yeah, don't push me. Be patient. No. Great job. And you tell that Medhurst kid, I cannot wait to hear him tear up these airwaves. And God bless all of you out there on a beautiful Sabbath, and I mean on this beautiful Saturday leading into the Sabbath. We'll do this again tomorrow for those of you that are up to the task. And I'm going to go out and say goodbye to a dear friend and a brother that I admired, and I thank him for what he has put on my heart, to Butch McAdams. Rest in peace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
1-800-636-1067. We're in the fourth quarter of today's abbreviated program. As I go out to pay my respects and celebrate the life of Coach Butch McAdams. Appreciate all of you. Your input is invaluable. Dr. Holder, once again, 5-star performance. And I really am interested in flag football in the Olympics. I am dying to see the reaction of this, and especially on the women's side, because I know our DC Divas will be definitely watching. And hopefully we can snag a few offspring of this batch. But I don't know. Are you interested, intrigued by the idea of flag football?
So as a kid, I was not. And since I've started to get older and learn a little bit more about it and the things that it teaches you, like these are things that like, you should probably understand and learn before you put pads on, because once you put pads on, it becomes a whole heck of a lot harder to, you know, run, catch, throw with big 20-pound things on your shoulders that are restricting movement. But it also helps with like agility and stuff like that. So I'm actually kind of starting to become a big proponent of it, especially if you don't want, you know, your little kid knocking his brains around when he's 7 years old, like I did, which is probably a bad thing.
I agree.
So I'm starting to come around on it, yeah. Starting to be a big fan.
Yeah, I don't think I could do without collisions before you're really in high school. If I had my way for it, I know being a larger 9-year-old, being forced to play against 14-year-olds was torture.
Yeah, when I was doing Little League football, we broke it down by weight class, which was really weird. But I see it for safety reasons, but also like that's not how you build a football team or a football roster.
Yeah, but the big kids get thrown under the bus.
They do.
Because you're thrown in against people 4 or 5 years older than you.
Yeah. So you're
that was completely brain dead.
Yeah.
We got about 4 more minutes to go. Let's see if we can squeeze JYD in before we get out of here. JYD, you there? Okay, let's go to Paul.
Hey, what's up, Rick? How you doing, man?
Hey, Paul. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man, I have to agree with the young man. As a Lakers fan, and you know you and I are Lakers fan, Pop Daddy Jordan played with the Lakers, so I'm a diehard Lakers fan. We have to respect what Boston has, how Brad Stevens built that team, man. I mean, when everybody told him to get rid of those two, Tatum and Brown, he stuck firm. He went out there and swung at the fences for Holiday and Porzingis and White when it was time. And so
I think Bird and Magic set that tone when we beat them in 87 and Bird said Magic was the best. He just got to respect what he brings to the table. I say the same thing about Boston, because if Kobe had Anthony Davis, how many rings do you think we'd have by now?
Oh, my God. You have to have a brace to hold your hand, arms up.
There you go, because look what he did with Paul Gasol. And Anthony Davis is about the same type of player as Paul Gasol, and LeBron has not utilized that talent as the GM coach/player that he is. He keeps telling us to break teams up after we win championships. When we won the championship in 2020, he kept that team together, man.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So,
hey, man, shout out to the fam.
Thank you, brother. And I'm sending my condolences to you and Coach, man. I apologize. I mean, you know,
Appreciate my
condolences to you. My love to you guys. All
Appreciate
right. Love
that.
You, dog. Be good, man.
Man, love you back. Yeah, man. Right. Coach McAdams, I will definitely do that. And it'll be an honor thus to represent what he meant to the DMV. His presence will be felt forever because he touched so many people. And that's a beautiful way to remember someone who gives more than they receive, who was so excited just to come out and share and talk ball. And that's the one thing I remember most about Coach Thompson, how excited he was talking about a pickup basketball game, being able to watch young people grow. Let's cherish those memories and those thoughts. To break we go, we'll come back. Put a bow on it, and we'll get you set up for the powerhouse that is Pete Metters. Oh, we've had great participation today from the DMV, and that's a beautiful thing. Mark in Landover Hills, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, shout out to Mr. Rick Walker and Max and Little and JYD Rick. And, hey, I told Max this, buddy, and the thing we need to remember about Mr. Butch is this, my friend. Is that no matter what he did or where he was or who he was dealing with, he always dealt with people with common decency and civility. And that's what we need to remember about Mr. Butch. And, hey, Rick, thanks for paying tribute to him and bringing him to the airways for us, buddy. And thanks a lot, man.
You got it, Mark.
Take care, Rick. Said.
We're lucky whenever we are graced by anybody that influences your life. You don't have to agree with them. They don't have to agree with you. But if it's positive influence, and it's like people that you get a chance to work with, man. And I say it all the time. It's not just sports. It's beyond sports. It's about understanding people that may not look like you, sound like you, been from the same area you're from, and understanding what it means to have a value system that you share. And then you decide you have a mutual goal. That's the beauty about team. What do you hear all the old timers say? They just miss that adrenaline, that idea of being united with a group, going out to try to accomplish something. You can get that in your company. You can get that at your job. How do you think doctors feel? They go in and they're trying to save a life. This is the equivalent to them. That's their match. And their losses are not just on the scoreboard. It's the loss of a life. And they have to compartmentalize that, bounce back, and go try to save the next one. And just go through that. Now, from a value system, you would think they'd be paid like athletes, wouldn't you? They'd be valued like athletes, wouldn't you? We haven't even talked about swimming in that. Another thing, in the gymnastics, I don't miss that. Love it. There's so many different, and track and field? Oh, my goodness. It's going to be crazy, man. We love that. That's when we're in good spirit. Like the soccer crowds and their enthusiasm. It's really the only time I see us as a country unite. One of the few times that I see us all in the boat rowing together when them chants come out. USA. USA, USA. And there's nothing fake about that. It's not about making a profit. It's about getting gold and going after it. That's what makes it special. And we only do it every 4 years. Then we roll back into being as selfish as you can absolutely be. And it's me, me, me type mindset. And don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about, because you do. And then we roll back into that. Okay. You know, suit yourself. But that's why we hide into these games and get into it. And now this young, we got some good young talent. That's why Paul Skeens, man, hey, man, wow. Hallelujah. We got another one. A youngster, somebody to keep us hope, keep us motivated, keep us going. And next week this time, the pigskin will intoxicate us again. And let's not forget that there are other things going on. Shout out to the Rooster, because I know somewhere he's watching it, watching some puck just to keep himself sharp. Max, if I had my druthers, you'd be given at least a 2% raise. Great effort.
I appreciate that. 2%? Yeah. Wow.
2%. Yeah, 2%.
I like that.
Don't push me.
No. I would never go as high as 3. Never.
Yeah, don't push me. Yeah, don't push me. Be patient. No. Great job. And you tell that Medhurst kid, I cannot wait to hear him tear up these airwaves. And God bless all of you out there on a beautiful Sabbath. And, I mean, on this beautiful Saturday leading into the Sabbath. We'll do this again tomorrow for those of you that are up to the task. And I'm going to go out and say goodbye to a dear friend and a brother that I admired. And I thank him for what he has put on my heart, to Butch McAdams. Rest in peace. We've had great participation today from the DMV. And that's a beautiful thing. Mark in Landover Hills, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, shout out to Mr. Rick Walker and Max and Little and JYD Rick. And hey, I told Max this, buddy. And the thing we need to remember about Mr. Butch is this, my friend, is that no matter what he did or where he was or who he was dealing with, he always dealt with people with common decency and civility. And that's what we need to remember about Mr. Butch. And hey, Rick, thanks for paying tribute to him and bringing him to the airways for us, buddy. And thanks a lot, man.
You got it, Mark.
Take care, Rick.
We're lucky whenever we are graced by anybody that influences your life. You don't have to agree with them. They don't have to agree with you. But if it's positive influence, and it's like people that you get a chance to work with, man. And I say it all the time. It's not just sports. It's beyond sports. It's about understanding people that may not look like you, sound like you, been from the same area you're from, and understanding what it means to have a value system that you share. And then you decide you have a mutual goal. That's the beauty about team. What do you hear all the old timers say? They just miss that adrenaline, that idea of being united with a group, going out to try to accomplish something. You can get that in your company. You can get that at your job. How do you think doctors feel? They go in and they're trying to save a life. This is the equivalent to them. That's their match. And their losses are not just on the scoreboard. It's the loss of a life. And they have to compartmentalize that, bounce back, and go try to save the next one. And just go through that. Now, from a value system, you would think they'd be paid like athletes, wouldn't you? They'd be valued like athletes, wouldn't you? We haven't even talked about swimming in that. Another thing, in the gymnastics, I don't miss that. Love it. There's so many different, and track and field? Oh my goodness. It's going to be crazy, man. We love that. That's when we're in good spirit. Like the soccer crowds and their enthusiasm, it's really the only time I see us as a country unite. One of the few times that I see us all in the rope, in the boat, rowing together when them chants come out. USA, USA, USA. And there's nothing fake about that. It's not about making a profit. It's about getting gold and going after it. That's what makes it special. And we only do it every 4 years. Then we roll back into being as selfish as you can absolutely be. And it's me, me, me type mindset. And don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about, because you do. And then we roll back into that. Okay. You know, suit yourself. But that's why we hide into these games and get into it. And now this young, we got some good young talent. That's why Paul Skeens, man, hey, man, wow. Hallelujah. We got another one. A youngster, somebody to keep us hope, keep us motivated, keep us going. And next week this time, the pigskin will intoxicate us again. And let's not forget that there are other things going on. Shout out to the Rooster, because I know somewhere he's watching it, watching some puck just to keep himself sharp. Max, if I had my druthers, you'd be given at least a 2% raise. Great effort.
I appreciate that. 2%? Yeah. Wow.
2%. Yeah, 2%.
I like that.
Don't push me.
No. I would never go as high as 3. Never.
Yeah, don't push me. Yeah, don't push me. Be patient. No, great job. And you tell that Medhurst kid, I cannot wait to hear him tear up these airwaves. And God bless all of you out there on a beautiful Sabbath. And, I mean, on this beautiful Saturday leading into the Sabbath. We'll do this again tomorrow for those of you that are up to the task. And I'm going to go out and say goodbye to a dear friend and a brother that I admired, and I thank him for what he has put on my heart, to Butch McAdams. Rest in peace.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.